This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And Alice at
97.3. For the things that I've got.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, are you listening on the Odyssey app? Odyssey. You can. You should. It's amazing. The Odyssey app is a free app. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Odyssey.
Odyssey. Is that the new way?
I don't know. I'm just trying to mix it up. I really don't know what to do about that. I mean, we're trying to sell you an app. It's free. It shouldn't take a lot.
Right. It's free, and we're on there. We're all over it. In fact, it's everything that you want audio-wise. It's our full show podcast. It's our live show.
And now you win a contest just by listening.
I know. If you log 60 minutes on any day this week, just listening to the Odyssey app, listening to Alice on the Odyssey app, then you're in the running for it. And that trip to Vegas to see Justin Timberlake, that's two shows. It's the 10th and 11th of May. Like, it's such a crazy trip. And all you have to do is the thing you were already going to do, we hope.
Listen.
Listen, be logged in, and listen to us on the air, on Odyssey.
Listen to this text before you start.
Okay.
408 says.
Take your time.
I love hearing about Sarah's Massachusetts days. I grew up in Leominster.
Oh, Leominster.
Don't say that.
I lived in Leominster for a few minutes.
Next town over from Fitchburg.
Actually, that's where Danny lived in Fitchburg.
I remember La Pancho Villa, too.
Oh, Pancho Villa. I worked there for, I think, at least a year. Pancho Villa Mexican restaurant.
Your friend in the 408.
Hey there. Oh, that's so funny.
Say your name.
Yeah, what's your
408?
Name? 408. And how old are you? Like, would we know each other? Did you ever come to a Geneva show? We had a practice space right there down the street from Pancho Villa. I would walk over to Pancho Villa from my apartment. My roommates hated me so much. I was that roommate, you know? 19 years old, partying my ass off.
Well, I do know because I was that guy too, but
oh,
but you aren't loud like I am.
Well, I was just, I did not care about them. Mm. I was like, yeah, this is where I live. Yeah, I eat your food, what?
Oh, you're that guy.
No, I was just loud. They both worked at a bank. That's how they knew each other.
Mm.
And so they had regular hours and I was like rolling in as they were heading out to work. They did not approve.
With their stalkings.
Oh, yeah, the full.
Oh, yeah, that's a professional. Yeah. That's
very
a good job.
Very pro job, right. They were like maybe a couple years older than me. I was 19. I was just a puke, just doing whatever
that's
the F
awesome.
I wanted.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was great.
You had a day.
In Leominster.
I'm glad that you, I told you this already. Now you can say, yep, every oat sown.
Yes.
No rock unturned.
You know, speaking of oats. Yesterday, we got a guy here, Joe Cunningham. He's a fairly recent addition to our staff here, but he's worked in San Francisco radio for a long time, and he's a great guy. And he, what's happening in there?
We hear you.
Right, Bryn, now, both of them. Not
oh, boy.
Bryn,
someone,
Bryn you're on.
Turn off Bryn's studio, please.
Okay. Now he's off.
Phew.
He was growling. Did you hear
growling
that?
Growling with frustration. Well, he's on with engineer. This is some at this brand new place is perfect. Now, so yesterday, Joe and I go out. He's this new manager here. And we go out and we walk just down the street and we're going to get a cappuccino together and just chit chat, get to know each other.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. So we order cappuccinos and he gets his with oat milk. And
okay.
So what? Everybody, people like their Oatly. They like all their oat milk. So we go over and the lady puts down one of the cappuccinos. We both get cappuccino, so mine is going to look just like his, but it has the oat milk in it. So she puts down, she goes, and I'm like, hot? And she goes, oat.
That's the oat.
And he says, do you mean oat? And she says, and I don't know what accent. I'm sorry. I don't know. She's a lovely young woman, long, beautiful hair, very pretty face, ought. And that's, it does say no other words. There were no other words. But she put it down and she goes, you know, like, I'm like, you mean oat? She goes, yeah, ought. I'm like, okay.
It's an accent.
Yeah. But I don't know where from though. And we couldn't get it out of her. Like he was sort of like alluded, like, oh, well, you know, where's that
from? He was trying to.
Well, sort of. We both were sort of, it was like that weird moment where you're like, what's she saying? And that was, I was actually like been thinking about it, like as I was driving home yesterday, I'm like, I wonder what country would you say ought instead of oat?
Huh.
Ought. So maybe a listener knows. Where would you say ought?
I'm going to guess Tennessee.
No, like that you're hilarious, y'all. Like Eastern European looking lady.
No idea.
Yeah, me either. Anyways, you just reminded me of it when you said sowing your oats.
Oh!
I said, you mean my oats.
Well, I just reminded myself I should have had a lot more sex before I got married.
Yeah.
But I had this idea that my marriage was going to be the one that isn't, you know.
I can't believe that didn't happen.
What?
That things didn't turn out exactly the way he thought that they were going
to. That I get to do it all the time?
Yeah, like all the guys want that.
So dumb.
It is such a strange thing.
Everyone warns you.
Yeah, they do. It's true.
Oh, well.
And I'm sure it does work out for some people. Like we hear from women who are like, yeah, it's my husband who won't do it.
Like, oh. I don't know that story, but I know I miss it so much.
Oh. And really, even when we're going to put it out there for you, it's like, chop, chop. Let's get this over with. And there's no enjoying this. Oh, come on.
Can we, please, let's do trash.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
to bum you out.
I really miss it.
Anyway, the Odyssey app. Pretty sure that's what we're talking about. Okay, now, in the 70s, there were a lot of great black sitcoms.
Yes.
And my favorite of all of them was probably Sanford and Sons. Like, I just loved that show. I loved it. It was great.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Our guy can't help us right now.
That's true.
He's busy.
Can't. Okay,
he's bad over there.
Right. I don't blame him. Right?
We heard
him actually
growl. Last time he was on mic, he was all...
So, one of the great shows was called Good Times.
Yep.
Dynamite! So... I did not know this. This is surprise. I see this here, and it's actually happening.
Ain't we lucky we got him.
Yeah.
Go on.
Good times.
Right.
Good times.
Yeah.
And other sucky situations. Good times. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the guy.
You got the theme song ready for that one?
Because
we got a new version of this coming up.
Oh, is that what's...
Yeah. And it's
I didn't even know you were headed to the theme songs, but that was a big part of those shows, for sure.
So, no, wait, isn't that Sanford and Son?
Oh, you're looking for...
Yeah, I'm looking for this show, right. Good Times. Good Times is getting a reboot. I'm going to start at the beginning of this story. Okay. Here we go. And we actually have a trailer for this, so you'll find it over on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
There you go.
So good. Away, you can. Temporarily good times. Good times. So, did you know that This was a spinoff of the show Maude, and Maude was a spinoff of All in the Family. Which
was
isn't that
Florida
the Archie Bunker? Yes.
The seam that ran through Maude
so.
Into Good Times. Okay.
And actually, the
Florida's the mom in that show.
The Jeffersons was also a spinoff of All in the Family.
I don't know.
There were a lot of interconnected things, and I think those are all like Norman Lear comedies.
He was
the big guy.
For me, as a kid, I didn't understand what a big deal it was to have black television and how important it was. I just liked the shows.
Yep.
Now I can look back at it and kind of go, wow, that was really cool and groundbreaking. But I don't know that.
And those were some of the greatest shows. Like when I think
them,
back
yeah.
at the sitcoms that I was into. So Good Times. This is just it's an odd spin on this, and I'm just going to tell you the story. We actually have a trailer for this. We're putting it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There is an R-rated Good Times reboot. It's animated, but it's So listen, it's hitting Netflix April 12th. Like this is happening so soon from now, 2 weeks,
couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah. It's animated. It's R-rated. One of the characters is a precocious drug-dealing baby, and Seth MacFarlane is one of the producers, so that tracks. I guess it's like the Stewie of Good Times.
Okay.
Steph Curry is another producer on this. Yeah, our Steph Curry from right over there. He lives right there with that famous wife of his.
Mm-hmm.
So the characters are described as the latest generation of the Evans family from the original Norman Lear sitcom. Let's see. J.B. Smoove, Yvette Nicole Brown, who I know Yvette Nicole Brown from The Walking Dead after show called The Talking Dead. She was always on that. She was a big fan of the show. Jay Farrow, who used to be on SNL. Jay Farrow's been on our show before.
Yes, he had
the other.
Well, so is J.B. Smoove.
I love J.B. Smoove.
But one of those guys, I think, is the guy who came in, and I was like, could he smell more like pot?
Oh, it feels like J.B. Smoove to me. Jay Farrow, I think, came in with his sister. Didn't he have like a family member with him? Wanda Sykes is also in the cast. It sounds very promising. We'll let you check out the trailer. We've got it up at the Sarah and Vinny Fest. You got that up there already, Bernie?
Yeah, I sure do.
You're the best. How do you do it? It's 6 seasons, 74 to 79. I loved it. Loved it.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, right? Okay, this is the keeping up with the sports. Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom are putting together a podcast. I'm actually not sure if they've put any episodes of this out yet, but there's a lot of talk about it. They're reuniting for a new project.
So these two have been cast off by the family. They're not in contact with anybody anymore. So they're teaming up to do a podcast. What do you mean, well?
Caitlyn is still the Jenner kid's dad. I'm sure they...
Right, but the Kardashians don't talk to him, right?
Her, right.
My apologies.
I have no idea. It would seem that they are definitely not close like they were at one time, but
she burned that bridge in her book, right?
She did say some stuff.
Okay.
Although, who knows? Families. Very complicated.
Yeah, that's true.
So, okay, yeah, but yes, not in that family anymore.
Okay.
Caitlyn Jenner off doing her own thing.
We all know what Lamar did.
And Lamar has even tearfully begged Khloe to come back to him. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to come back. I've moved on from you.
I'm busy with this other guy who treats me bad.
Right. I need a new guy to treat me bad. I don't need you back. So Lamar and Caitlyn, they're teaming up and they are doing a new podcast and it's called Keeping Up with Sports.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. That's why you kept saying that.
Because it's not Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's Keeping Up with Sports. Not a bad fit, actually. And in a way, I can see some people being interested in this. Like, Caitlyn Jenner, when she was Bruce Jenner, she was the best athlete in the world. Won the decathlon. 76.
The decathlon doesn't mean what it once did. So someone today would go, we don't know anyone competing today in the decathlon. But then,
That was like what the Olympics were.
It was one of the big, track and field will always be big, but that was one of the big events. Mm-hmm. It was the most well-rounded athlete wins that
all
one.
All these different tests of strength, like feats of strength.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar won two NBA championships with the Lakers. So these are people who are fully sports got people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say guys.
The weird thing about Caitlin is that while she was once the greatest athlete in the world, she also smokes. I don't know if she's since quit, but that's someone that smokes. It's such a weird thing. Remember when
there was an accident?
Yeah.
And there she was standing there. I think she
hadn't transitioned yet. So, but cigs were part of that video, and I went, oh, okay.
You've got black lung.
Yeah.
So their first guest, they say here in this story is a couple days back. They say that this is coming up in the next few weeks, but who they've got for their first guest is Sugar Ray Leonard, which is an interesting guy
to talk
to.
I got to meet him once.
What'd you think?
He has been hit too many times, but I'm a big super fan of boxing from that era. So meeting him was, I loved it.
I wonder if he'll be able to string together thoughts.
He could speak. I'm not saying he couldn't speak. I'm just saying he a lot of these guys stayed way too long.
Well, he's making a big reveal. This is actually, I think, going to be something that people...
Sugar Ray is.
Yes, on their very first Keeping Up With Sports. Sugar Ray opens up about being a victim of sexual abuse at the hands of one of his trainers. So he goes through this whole thing.
From his childhood.
He says, I'm sharing this truth for the first time in decades. I was hurting. It's not a long clip, but I'm sure they'll be talking about everything. That's the thing about podcasts, boy. You think, oh, that'll be easy. And then you're like, oh, boy, I got to talk about stuff. They also say that, boxer Bryce Hall, model Amber Rose.
Amber Rose is, you know who that is, right?
I do. Is she the...
She did the slut walk.
Shaming thing? Yeah, like don't slut shame me or
and
whatever.
And she was with Wiz Khalifa?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, and then like had a kid with Future and then or something. She had like a kid with one guy and went with another famous guy.
I had to look it up, but I did
she
remember.
Did Kanye West too.
Okay.
Oh, right. I had to look it up, but I remembered that Sugar Ray Leonard had a problem with his eyes and ended up having to retire because of it.
Mm. Looks like they've got Steve-O. Excuse me. Anyway, it's all going to be on this apparent podcast, the two of them, Lamar Odom and Caitlyn Jenner putting together, and it's called Keeping Up With Sports. So there you go.
Fun.
Mm. This is kind of interesting. You know how people say Paul Rudd it just never gets any older? Like he sort of still looks like that rakish 35-year-old.
He's handsome. I never talked to anybody who said that to
me. Oh, really?
Though.
Like, he's sort of like one of those things that people always say, you know, perennially anti-aging Paul Rudd. So he's in the new Ghostbusters movie, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
That's the rumor about that. I feel like that's a rumor he started.
Oh, no. That's like a thing.
Have you heard? I'm never aging. Pass it on.
Let everyone know. How good I look. Well, he's like, he's our age. I mean, he just still looks like a kid. I mean, not like a kid. But they're actually talking about how Ernie Hudson, who's one of the original Ghostbusters, is in this movie. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you these pictures. This is him in the original. There's Ernie Hudson. And here he is now. How old is this guy over here on the right-hand side?
First of all, as you're showing me these pictures, he looks great.
Yeah. Okay. Very, very muscular. This is him in the first Ghostbusters, and this is him now.
And you're asking your question to me is how old is this guy
now? How old is that guy right there?
And who's that guy?
And in the post, it says this guy needs to be studied. So they're making a point that he is a marvel.
His name is Ernie Hudson. He's one of the original.
Let's say he is 65.
That dude is 78 years old. years old.
What?
In that picture. This is him. He's at the Ghostbusters Frozen premiere. This is him. And there you came. It's so funny because there's him and then there's Paul Rudd, who I think Paul Rudd is, he's not 60, but he's like,
he's 54.
Oh, okay. So he's not even that old. Like, Paul Rudd can't hold a candle to this guy. First of all, Ernie Hudson, good looking guy, does not look anywhere near 78 years old, but also his rig is just so, like, he looks supple, he's kind of built, he looks trim.
If you stay in the gym.
Yeah, I guess so, Vin. Guy looks amazing. Like, the side-by-side from 1980 to 2024 is just, he's fine. Actually,
but he's clearly someone who hasn't had health problems. Like, a good example is we just talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm. He's a guy who's had major heart problems and major heart surgeries. He doesn't get to continue to lift like he once did. And he certainly doesn't look like he used to.
Right. Well, he has even said he's trying to, you know, he's not trying to maintain that thing. He's
right.
Trying to, like, just not go to pot. He's trying to, like, reduce down. It probably takes... Probably takes a lot of effort just to be where he's at.
Right. And mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, and he's misshapen now.
How old is Arnold now? He's got to be in his 70s, doesn't he?
I don't think he's that old.
No, 78. 78 years old.
That guy 76. Looks amazing.
Oh, boy. Jesus.
He's in there.
76. He's right up there.
But what was his quote? I'll be back in the gym and in shape for FUBAR season 2. So, okay.
Right. All right. Yeah. Oh, I just got my heart worked on. But don't worry. I'll be back. This guy's almost 80 years old. If you haven't seen this, it's worth a peek. That guy, wow.
Is anyone asking him? So what do you do, dude?
No, that's not in the story. It's just Twitter's gone wild.
Is it possible it's coffee enemas?
I mean, anything's possible.
Okay.
You know what? Let's go with coffee enemas.
Okay.
Where's Hooman when you need him?
Coffee grown under a shady tree in Oregon.
One particular shady tree. In a microclimate on the north side of a hill in Oregon.
Is there a dumber thing?
Not really. I can't think of anything. I'm going to leave you with this. Robert Pattinson, you know, Cedric Diggory from Harry Potter, and also Edward Cullen from the Twilight movies. He and his girlfriend, Suki Waterhouse, actually, I think they're just engaged.
Oh, good.
But I'm not positive. They just had a baby. We don't know when they had the baby. We don't know what the sex of the baby is or any other information, but they have a baby. They were spotted out with a stroller.
Congratulations.
The baby's arrived. Congrats to both of them. There you go. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
How often we work sick?
Oh.
Also, Facebook and Instagram make the news and more after these.
You ready?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Make sure you check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram page. Wow, wow, wow. The reviews are in. It's amazing.
Whoa. Whoa.
Stay connected. Follow our Instagram page. I'll get a little exclusive glimpses into the studio, and it's your ultimate destination for entertaining behind-the-scenes moments.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Spring is in the air at San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Join them during their new hours from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And don't miss out on their Animal Connections program, where you can witness the incredible bond between their animal care team and animals.
Aww. Animals.
Plan your visit today. Visit sfzoo.org for more details. Yeah, not annual. That doesn't make sense. We are talking about the zoo, and I just got ahead of myself there. Sorry about that. Duh.
Sorry. Okay. Pre-read.
Here's what's happening. So we've got blue skies here in San Francisco. Downtown San Francisco, broadcasting from Studio 9 of the Odyssey building. And it's beautiful out.
Really?
You will see some clouds depending on where you're at. And we have rain in the forecast for tomorrow and Saturday. And if you're going to Tahoe, there's a snow advisory in place. It's going to snow, which is good. But you may
difficult commute.
The drive, right? The is the issue. Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. Go Giants. Also, March Madness fires up again. The men's Sweet 16 starts today and the women's starts tomorrow. Okay.
So far, so good.
Meta.
Oh.
The parent company of Facebook and Instagram and Threads. You go to Threads?
No.
Me neither. They're going to roll out changes to reduce the amount of political posts that users see in their feeds. You're like 5 or 10 years too late, Meta, but okay, I'll take it. I really like using Instagram and Facebook to stay in touch with friends. Yeah, I know you can't stop my... I have a couple friends. These are guys... These are pukes, just like me, that grew up at skateboard ramps, the beach, and keg parties.
Yeah.
And yet somehow they're all political now. And I see them posting and I'm like, you.
Everybody's political now. It's
you.
It's actually super bummer. Like, I don't even want to talk with people that I agree with politically. I just don't want to talk about it. Like, other things, the human experience.
And
freaking
often
politics.
What's really weird... Ugh. Is these people who are super, like, hyper-political on Facebook haven't posted a recent picture of themselves at all.
They're just busy trolling the internet for things that support their theories.
And it's just crazy to see that that's what's happened to people who came from the same place I did. But okay. Anyway, I realize they can't stop that. But they say the company initially announced the changes in February, saying Instagram and Threads would no longer... proactively recommend political content from accounts that users don't already follow. So often you see a lot of that. They're always putting Threads recommendations.
Yeah.
And they let off right in the spot where you're like, what's that next word?
Oh, so you are on Threads.
No, I'm saying I'm on Facebook.
Oh, and they're putting a thread up there.
They put a thread up that is very
provocative.
That's exactly it. So, and it ends.
Clickbait.
So you do, it's exactly right. It's clickbait. So you see the sentence and you're like, wait, what the? And it's well done. I've definitely had to see how that sentence ends. So I have ended up on Threads more times than I normally would. I don't post on it though, but either way. They're pretty good about that stuff, but they say they'll stop using political content as a way of leading you into following someone.
Yeah, well, thanks, I guess.
Our goal is to preserve the ability for people to choose to interact with political content while respecting each person's appetite for it. Good. I want you to do that. Thank you, Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram. Oh. I'm sure it's not pronounced that way, but...
Doesn't matter.
Anyway... I think that's good news, don't you?
I liked your first sentence. You're 5-10 years too late.
Well, true.
You know, maybe you should have thought about that before the last election.
Well, they were busy. Yeah. You know, when the money's rolling in, there's big giant trucks. Back it up. Back it up. Yeah. Beep, beep. Back it up. The
what
money
could possibly
truck.
Go wrong with this? We're just,
so weird. I know everybody gets just money hungry and power hungry. And here's Zuckerberg now. His name's on the hospital here in San Francisco. Like, you just go, couldn't you have stopped at the amount that could let you buy
Hawaii.
The Hawaiian Islands? You had to keep going. Okay. Next story.
All right.
A study found two back-to-back nights of bad sleep makes us feel more than 4 years older than we really are.
Whoa.
Two nights back-to-back ages you...
Two nights...
By 4 years.
Of bad sleep makes you feel 4 years older than you are. And it is true. Monday and Tuesday of this week, I didn't sleep. Stuff going on. Around here, really. But anyway, otherwise. And it's... You know, you don't sleep. You get in bed and
you grind on stuff.
Start going,
it's really hard.
How did this end here? How did we get here? Yikes. Anyway, that is, it is true. Sometimes I can't read as well as I feel like I should be.
Right.
Or you even get a little slow to the point where you're not slurry, but kind of not
sharp. You just
sharp.
Lose the thread of what you're, it's true. Like, I honestly, sleep is... almost the number one ingredient in this show. Like, forget prep, forget anything else. It's, you have to have slept.
Some kind of mood about you.
Right. You have to be able to bring some happiness into the equation.
Would you say you feel older than your age, younger, or pretty much spot on?
I feel younger than my age. I really didn't expect to feel... the way I do at this age. Like, you know, even 10 years ago, if you'd said you'll be pushing 60 and you, I feel by and large just like I did for a really long time now.
This story says the answer might depend on how much sleep you've gotten.
Oh, I do get a lot of sleep. Well, let's put it this way. I prioritize sleep, so I set myself up to get the sleep that I need.
I also have to try, and that's all I can do.
It's all you can
some
do.
Some nights I get
myself
it,
in
some
there.
Nights I don't.
With good, like, I get in there. If I fall asleep right now, I can get 8 hours.
They looked at sleep patterns of over 400 people and asked each person how they felt. And then they had a second group get 9 hours of sleep for two nights in a row, followed by just 4 hours for another two nights. And they definitely noticed a real change in not getting good sleep. I think that, I mean...
kind of a no-brainer.
The study backs up what we already believe, which is who among us hasn't had that night and then gone to work and been wrecked
just
felt like I'm not me.
I am useless.
I am not me today.
Right.
It's a bummer.
Pour some coffee on that and see if I can't salvage something out of this situation.
Rally. I got a rally.
Got a rally. That is true. Boy, that's true of this job. Some days you just have to.
The average American spends 84 hours a year working sick, or just over 2 weeks worth of work days.
Really?
The top reason we won't take a sick day is we don't want people thinking we're lazy or that we're a wuss. I think there's that culture, but that's changed considerably. Now people are like, I need a mental health day. And someone will go, oh, okay, you should do that.
Yeah.
Green light. Mental health.
Well, we are all about it these days, and I think that's good.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying I think it's older people who feel that I don't want anyone to think I'm a wuss.
Right.
I'm coming in sick. Young people are like, oh, no. I may have a tickle.
Right.
I better stay home.
Well, and that's nice for them. We can work from home, so I feel like we actually do work sick. I mean, I don't want to say it out loud. I haven't had a cold in a really long time.
Like, how long?
Just a really, like, pre-pandemic.
Years and years.
Years and years of no, I don't have any kids around me. I just haven't been, I just can't even remember. I feel like I was sick at the very beginning of the pandemic. Remember that? Like, there was...
I don't, but I also... My kids have gotten me sick 10 times a year for the last 10 years.
Well,
the fact that I made it through
school.
This winter, at least up to this point, I haven't gotten sick this winter.
I think you have gotten sick.
No.
Yeah, and you had that cough that lingered?
It was a while ago.
Okay.
Wow. I haven't been sick in January or February.
Yeah, that was the end of last year. That was right.
Yeah. My kids have been sick the whole time. That's why I'm like around going, any minute now.
It's
and it hasn't happened.
You.
So I just, I don't know if I finally, after 10 years, I've, okay, my immune system.
I've caught all the things.
It may have worked. Right. It may be functioning now. Anyway, there it is. A lot of people are going to work and powering through.
If you cannot go to work, though, please don't. Do not. I mean, honestly, it helps so much to not spread that around.
Oh, I agree.
Please work from home. It's like when we're when one of us is sick, you know what it is? That's why I'm not sick. Because when one of us is sick, we work from home. Or that person works from home. Like, it's just so amazing to be able to continue. Everybody can work. Because we have done, we have bombed the other people in our studios in the past. Mm-hmm. One person gets it. And everybody drops like flies.
Oh, it nukes the whole station.
The whole station. Because everybody uses the same equipment all the time. So people, one after the other, they come in and breathe your germs in and touch everything you've touched. Ugh.
Here's a YouGov poll.
Oh, YouGov.
People were asked, have you ever walked out of a movie theater because you weren't enjoying the movie you were seeing?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you even remember the movie?
Love Bites. It was maybe 10 years ago.
Oh. Love Bites. Who's that?
Some stupid movie. I really just wanted to go have some kettle corn and go see a movie by myself. So
you went in. You're watching the movie.
I'm eating
you
my corn.
Your
I
corn.
Went, this absolutely blows. Love Bites. Love. It was like a vampire movie, but it had like a bunch of kids from the new 90210 in it. And I thought, oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, that girl you loved. I remember you. She was super
she
skinny
was in
and you
yeah,
loved so,
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, she went away,
somebody.
Didn't she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never saw her again after that show.
Huh.
She was a cutie, too.
Yes, multiple times is 20%. Yes, once, 26%.
I think that's the only time I've ever just left. Like,
no, is 48%
oh.
of people
I'm
have
in,
never
I'm staying.
Walked out on a movie.
Oh. What about you?
I can't remember doing it. I definitely do it at home.
Oh, right.
If I'm at home and I'm watching something and I find myself going, where's my computer? Or what? Where's
yes.
my... If I find myself there, I just walk away. I'm not going to
waste your time.
Through.
Why?
And I definitely even skip stuff when I feel... Like I told you, I didn't watch Only Murders in the Building. You'd been recommending it for months. Maybe a year. And I just feared those guys were going to look bad and didn't want to see them look bad. And just went, I don't...
But now you know.
I know. It's great. Really good.
I can't wait for you to get to season 3.
I saw an old clip from SNL.
Yeah.
It's the one where Will Ferrell plays Trebek.
Yes.
And Norm plays, oh God, Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yes.
And
right.
your buddy plays Sean Connery.
Oh, Daryl.
Daryl plays Sean Connery. And Martin Short plays... Who's the MS guy?
Oh, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. Mm. And the three, I'm watching this and I'm just like, oh my God, that's the, they're so dumb and so funny. And there's, but there's also
doing their impersonation.
Oh God,
that
I
is
love those guys.
So funny.
Sorry, I jumped off into that because
it's
of
okay.
Martin Short. But.
Right. But listen, if you like Martin Short and you like Steve Martin, you, we'll just have the pants. You'll find yourself without pants on. Your pants get charmed off of you. They're just. What happened to my pants?
They're everywhere.
It's been charmed off of me. They're horrible.
Your guy Daryl goes, I'll take swords for 400 as Sean Connery. And Trebek, Will Ferrell goes, that is S words, not swords.
Well, I mean, it's an easy mistake.
That is funny.
These are words that start with S. And then he asks the question, and what's his name goes, a saber! Again, not swords. S words. Yes, that starts with an S, but not swords. So good.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, I'm retelling you bits I saw on Instagram now. Okay.
This is who we are now. Thanks, Meta.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, Love Bites was a movie in the 80s with George Hamilton as a vampire. I think you have the name wrong.
I believe that I do have
because
the name
I think
wrong.
That texter is correct.
Yeah. I saw a couple of Love Bites movies, though.
Well, it would have been sometime in the 20-teens. Yeah, Love Bites.
We walked out of Barbie. It was just dragging too long, and I'm a lady. But like Sarah, it was just too much. Yeah, your review of Barbie wasn't like a 10 out of 10.
No, I liked it. It was good. I thought it was heavy-handed. I just thought, okay, thanks for yelling the thing that ladies yell all the time. Look up the one with, I think the guy's name is Liam Court. Who cares, really? He was in some movie that I walked out of. It stunk. some kind of a vampire movie. Liam Court, I think, is a kid's name. I'm not.
I don't know
positive.
That guy.
Yeah.
Sarah, you had COVID and missed a wedding, says 510.
No, John had COVID. And I did not get COVID the whole time. I didn't. You got it one time, right? I think Bryn got it one time.
Mm-hmm. I think.
At least one time. Yeah. I somehow, well, I may have had it, but I never tested positive for it. And I tested a bunch of times.
Listening to this as a mom of an 11-month-old who hasn't slept well.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, the baby hasn't slept well her entire life, they say. Well,
which means the mom has
a short life, but yes. Yeah. That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
I feel 20 years older than I really am.
Oh.
Especially with the shoulder pain I have been experiencing lately. It's killing me and making me feel old.
Chronic pain does. First of all, it's so boring. You're just like, enough of this. I'm so bored.
Kill it.
That sucks. I'm very sorry. Living with pain will age you.
Yep. As you say, it's clear skies in San Francisco. It just started raining in Atherton.
Oh, my God. Sorry about
Atherton.
And
it's definitely rain. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's not in the forecast for today, but there is rain coming.
It is the Bay Area. Pretty much every block has a different weather pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you go, at least I'm in Atherton. Oh.
I know, at least you're in Atherton. How nice for you.
Hi, Vin. Is Sarah lending any of her white bathing suits to Dusty for Hawaii?
It was blue, by the way.
It wasn't a bathing suit. Yeah, it was like a rash guard top.
Yeah, it was a swim shirt, they call it. But what I didn't know, I did not get the memo that you got to actually wear a bathing suit under it. I thought, I'll wear this outfit, shorts and a long sleeve shirt and two birds, no sunburn and no bathing suit.
Wet t-shirt contest. Let's go.
As soon as it was perfectly fine, and then it got wet. And then it was just...
Finer?
No.
Perfectly finer.
Absolutely not perfectly finer.
Then
opposite.
That's when life got good.
Gooder.
Perfectly effed.
So much gooder than
like,
it was.
What the... Jesus.
Sarah, you just got...
I don't even think I had like
four times hotter.
Oh, my God. Oh, great.
Hotter.
So that's what I want when I'm hanging around with you and your family.
Yeah, you were with little kids. What are you doing? 415 says, Vinny, I'm a relationship, sex, and intimacy coach.
Oh.
And mismatched libido is one of the biggest issues I see in my practice.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I wrote an article about some strategies to get in sync on desires. For something called Broke-Ass Stewart yesterday.
Broke-Ass Stewart?
I've never heard of that.
Did
I just get tricked into plugging somebody?
It sounds like it. It's okay.
I always fall for these
Maybe
things.
Maybe somebody wants to read that.
Well, Broke-Ass Stewart.
Apparently,
I said it again.
An article. Lindsay, can we get Broke-Ass Stewart to give us some money? Let's get them on the air here. This part of the show is brought to you by Broke-Ass Stewart.
It looks like they're local, yeah.
Oh, good.
They have articles and stuff like that.
Oh, good.
So maybe this person did write something.
Well, when they suddenly their membership goes through the roof, they could jump on.
Come on, Broke-Ass Stewart.
Come on, Broke-Ass Stewart. Jesus, please let's stop with that.
All right.
Really, I want money from them.
Okay, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Beyonce, Britney, and the Beach Boys.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.